Hi, I'm Liza, and I've been reading tarot professionally for well over a decade. And this is Tarot for the Modern Reader, the podcast that will teach you simple, actionable techniques to read the cards with more clarity, accuracy, and ease, so you can get real answers to real questions for real people, including yourself, in today's modern world. Whether your readings are for guidance or prediction, I'll help you 86 the doubt and confusion and take your skills and confidence to the next level so you can become the best tarot reader you know. This is Tarot for the Modern Reader. Welcome to the Tarot for the Modern Reader podcast. This is episode number 5. I'm your host, Liza. And this episode is called The Ultimate Guide to the Court Card Ranks. So court cards tend to get a bit of a bad rap. In all of the 78 cards in the deck, we have the Major Arcana, we have the Minor Arcana, and then we have the dun-dun-dun court cards. Now, yes, technically the court cards are part of the Minor Arcana, but they are definitely a small subset of their own. So let's talk about them today. Typically, court cards are some of the most difficult cards for many readers to understand and interpret, and rightfully so. I think because there are so many and they can be so similar, that's kind of a stumbling block for most of us. It's not hard for us to distinguish the Sun card from the Tower, is it? Yet, when we have 16 cards that fall into a 4x4 matrix where every card is similarly related to three other cards in one way, by the suit, and then it is also related to three other cards in another way, by the rank, all of a sudden, your head starts to spin a little and everything sort of starts to look the same. I used to feel this way myself, but with a little time and practice to working with the court cards, specifically and intentionally, you can turn this around. No more dreading when the court cards come up in your readings. You'll be interpreting them like a pro in no time. So, who are these people of the tarot? We can begin to think of them as stages in a journey. It can often be based on how new we are at the task or subject versus experienced. Maturity level can also point to the various stages of a journey. The page represents the start of a journey, while the king represents the conclusion of a journey, complete with life lessons and a deep understanding. So let's take a look at how they can show up in our readings. So I'm going to take a few minutes and go through each of the ranks one by one, starting with the page. As people, pages often represent young, energetic people who are at the very beginning of their personal journey. They're still developing a sense of self, but they approach new challenges with energy and excitement. Pages look forward to the opportunity of learning and practicing new skills. On a physical level, pages can represent young children through young adults. I often consider them the representatives for my own children, and they're each assigned a specific page based on their sun signs. However, pages can also represent those who are discovering a new aspect of themselves. So they come to you when a new opportunity is presented or there's an invitation on the table. Pages encourage you to go for it, and they give you the green light for a new project or an initiative. So pages will often appear when you are on the cusp of a new idea. For example, that's the Page of Wands. A new feeling, that would be the Page of Cups. A new way of thinking, Swords, or a new job or career pursuit, Pentacles. They symbolize a new stage in life. Pages are also seen as messengers, so when a page shows up in your reading, it's a good time to pay attention to the messages around you. Look for the signs and, quite frankly, even something as simple as a phone call or a text message. Each of the pages and all of the suit members, for that matter, can represent you, they can represent someone else in your life, or they can represent a situation. I like to take a look at the suit and the rank together to kind of narrow down what that meaning is. So with a page, it's something new. It is a message. So if it's a situation, it's a message. If it's a person, it's someone young, like your child. If it's you, it's when you're just starting off on something, when you have a new hobby or something new is beginning. And the rank will tell you a little bit more about which of those scenarios it is. So like if it was the Page of Cups, you might have this idea that there's a new relationship beginning, or that there is a new love interest on the horizon, or maybe you're starting a new creative project. Different from the Page of Wands. The Page of Wands might give you more of a hobby that you're passionate about, whereas the Page of Cups might be literally a creative project that you're pouring your heart and soul into. Poetry, artwork, music, something of that sort. Now, on that note, if you want to get my expanded meanings, I have a court card course, a mini court card course. It's free. It's a 5-day email course. And in that course, I will go over each of the ranks in a little bit more depth and give you kind of like some more scenarios for each of them. If you're looking for something that will give you a little bit more detail, you can find that at tarotliza.com/court cards. So when you go there, it'll just sign you up into, you put in your email, and then each day for 5 days, starting today, you'll get an email that is a little bit more detailed about each of the ranks. Okay, let's keep moving on. So let's talk about the Knights. The Knights as people are highly action-oriented, more so than the Pages. The journey of the Page is already underway, and the Knight is more focused on keeping that journey going. So Knights are also slightly more mature than a Page. They have enough experience under their belt to know what they're doing, but the trouble is that they don't have the full life experience that the King or the Queens have. Thus, they're prone to being extremists. Such excessive feelings and behaviors can be either positive or negative, depending on the circumstances. This reminds me of the energy and temperament of today's modern age average young 20-something. For example, the Knight of Swords has an excess of ambition. Once he has his mind set on a goal, he will do anything and everything to achieve that goal. However, the downside is that he will rush into things and may potentially railroad others to get what he wants. He doesn't have the maturity of the King of Swords to be able to take a well-calculated, moderate approach, and thus he can end up charging down the wrong path if he's not careful. So you always want to consider both sides of a Knight. Does he represent a helpful or a harmful approach? What is in excess and what needs to be in moderation? On a physical level, Knights can represent adults, I'd say anywhere between the age of 20 to 35, and that's just an estimate. Once again, like everything else, you get to determine what they mean for you. That's just what they mean for me. Anyone that is, you know, still in their teens, usually I will see as a Page. And by the time they get to a certain age, they've reached a certain level of maturity, usually in the mid-30s, I begin to see that person as more of a King. And on that note, it's not that Knights cannot be female. A Knight can be anyone that you want it to be. But in my practice, I typically see Knights because of their very yang energy, the type of energy they represent. I typically see them as male. A lot of times I feel like with females, I see them in kind of that Page role until they step into a Queen role. A Knight certainly could represent a young woman as well. But I really find that the Knight is more indicative of a type of personality rather than a gender. And the type of personality that a knight is indicative of, 9 times out of 10, is usually a more masculine personality. Knights in general are a very yang energy. They are very go, 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 do, do, do. And when I do see a knight in reference to a female, a lot of times I see it describing the situation for that female rather than as a significator or a card representing, you know, her, herself. As events, knights often reflect change, movement, and action. They are never still, but they're constantly on the move, always looking for the next big opportunity. So knights are change. They are that active moment. They are moving forward. So movement and action, they go together. You will typically see a knight when there is something happening. Something is changing. You're heading into something. You're growing. You're going after something. That's where we will typically see our knight energy. The only knight card in the Rider-Waite deck that is stationary is the Knight of Pentacles. All three of the other knights are reflecting movement. Okay, let's move on to the queens. As people, queens represent someone who has matured and who has a deeper understanding of herself and others. The queens tap into the feminine energy of nurturing and caring for others, and they give way to creating a more sustainable approach to life. So she provides nourishment and sustenance that will keep her ideas and her actions going. Queens provide support to those around them who might need it. Queens typically express their suits from the inside, so they've mastered the power of gentle persuasion, setting the tone without imposing their point of view. It reminds me of the saying, "Behind every great man is a great woman." She gently and subtly influences without being seen as too pushy or domineering. In this way, queens can be seen as the most powerful because they influence without anyone even really knowing that they're doing it. On a physical level, queens often represent people who have a good amount of life experience under their belt. So queens typically represent women, but it can also highlight the more feminine qualities of a man. I don't typically use that yang male energy of knights, like I said, to represent younger women. I generally will go from the page to the queen, just like I had described in the knights. You know, I will see a page until really not a set age. It's more along the lines of when she develops into a queen. A young woman who is unmarried and in her 20s, I might still consider a page. Once a woman reaches about 30, whether she has children or not, married or not, you know, I find that they're maturing into the character of a queen, and sometimes a lot earlier than that. I mean, the old saying is that girls mature faster than boys, and honestly, I find that there are a lot of females that, you know, at a young age, at a mid-20s or, you know, even earlier, that are really just stepping into that queen role. So it's totally up to you how you see the people in your life. If you see the women in your life as a page, as a knight, as a queen, whatever, that's totally up to you. You get to decide how you want to assign the people in your life, what cards you think represent them. And then you'll know when they show up in a reading if that card is indicating, you know, someone else in your life. So queens represent creativity and ideas coming to fruition. So queens are also very feminine and very nurturing cards. They reflect the rites of passage for women. So from embracing sexuality to motherhood to taking care of others, queens represent a very supportive energy. Okay, moving on. Last but not least, the kings. The kings are considered to be the most mature of the court cards. They have traveled through life successfully and are now at the pinnacle of experience and understanding. Thus, the kings represent the fully developed personalities of each suit. As people, kings have full control over the feelings, emotions, thoughts, and actions that form part of his personality. As such, they are stable, they're solid, and they're highly capable of directing the flow of their energy. And in this case, what I mean by that is the energy of the suit that they represent to achieve their visions and goals. So they like to manage, they like to direct, and they stabilize the energy associated with their suit. Kings like to be seen as the providers, taking responsibility for others' well-being. Kings want to make a difference and have an impact on the world. They are masters at what they do, and they are our leaders that we look to follow. They draw upon the various elements of their personalities to make their mark. Now, on a physical level, kings often represent older males aged 40 and above. And again, I just pulled that number out of thin air. That's what works for me. I absolutely encourage you to pick what works for you. While not all kings have to be male, these court cards do represent dominant masculine energy. So someone who controls and directs and who wants to be in command. Kings represent the top of the pyramid, the hierarchy, the order of operations at the top. So a king in a reading denotes a person of power or authority. Kings signify the growth and maturity of an idea or a concept once it reaches completion. So kings don't have to just represent men. A lot of times you'll see a king in your own life in an area where you have achieved mastery. So if you have a topic, like for me, it's tarot. Okay. So a topic where I love and hold dear to my heart, something that I'm very passionate about and something that I have mastery in, that is a king of wands for me. So if a court card shows up in a reading and it's not my court card, but I think that it's referring to me, I would look at the rank and the suit and determine where in my life that would fit. So teaching tarot is my work. That's what I do. So it's something that I'm good at and it's something that I love. So you take those two keywords, the king is the mastery and the wands is something that you're passionate about, and you put them together, right? And that's how you kind of come up with those meanings and how you come up with the ways that they apply to your life. So you can look at other areas as well. Even if you're a female and you associate kings with men, you could look at the king of pentacles coming up in your reading and know that it's indicating that you need to get a strong hold on your finances, or that, you know, you already do have a good hold on your finances. Maybe that you're very good with money, or that you are doing well right now. You're kind of at the top when it comes to that, right? So no matter what court card you're getting in your reading, you can always look. If you off the top of your head do not remember what that court card means, if something pops up in the reading and you're like, oh, the Knight of Wands, I have no idea what he means. The Knight of Wands versus the King of Wands versus the King of Swords versus the Knight of Swords. Like, after a while, they all start to mean the same in my mind. And oh my goodness, what does this mean? Just take a look at the suit and take a look at the rank and have a think about what you know about each of those things, and then put them together. You can think to yourself, what do I know about Swords energy? What do I know about Knight energy? Well, in this case, Sword energy and Knight energy are very similar. They're both very fast moving and somewhat aggressive, even type of energy. Even our Knight of Cups and our Knight of Pentacles, while they're not, you know, aggressive looking cards, just in general, knights in general are that young masculine, like the height of testosterone type energy, right? So you can put those things together and get a good idea of what that card means. So as you can see, if you're looking at your court members as people along the various stages of a journey, pages conceive ideas. They start things. Like, that's where you get that, that would be cool. Or, oh, that's really neat. I would like that. Or, you know, this seems like a good idea. Let me try this out. You know, beginning my studies. That's where your page comes in. Knights, they act upon the idea, right? That's the flame that gets something going. That's the driving force that gets something out into the world. The knight is the one that gets the wheel going. Queens will nurture the ideas, and kings develop those ideas into an established and stable state. Your queen is the one that will come along and really give form to it. She'll round out those rough edges, right? Whatever the knight has really gotten the ball rolling on and picked up a lot of speed on and has, you know, kind of turned this thing into a tangible form, the queen, just like women everywhere, you know, will come along and say, let me make this look good. Let me just fix this up. Let me make this awesome, right? And then your king comes along, and your king is kind of like that last piece of the puzzle. He is the one that takes that finished product out into the world and uses it to teach others as well. So when a court member shows up in your reading, the first thing that you can do on site is determine the level of energy or experience or the stage of progression that you're in just by looking at the rank of the court member that shows up. There is so much more to these noble people, though, than just this. Now, again, if you want to go into a little bit deeper of a look at each of those ranks, go to my mini court card course. It's a 5-day email course. It'll come one email per day, one rank per day over the course of 5 days, plus one additional email, taraliza.com/courtcards. That's a great resource to get started. It'll tell you a little bit more than even this blog post did. It'll tell you what each of the ranks means as a person, as yourself, as someone else, and as a scenario or as an event. Because of course, we all know sometimes you're looking at a court card in a reading and you're like, okay, I know what this card means actually, but is this me or is this someone else? Or in the case of, you know, oftentimes like a knight, which could be a journey or a page, it could be a message. You also find yourself wondering, is it nobody? And it's just trying to tell me something about something coming up. So there's that as well. So it becomes a little bit easier to figure out which one it is when you have a firm understanding of all of those things. A lot of times we get that paralysis because there's just so many options to choose from, and we don't really have a clear handle or a clear grasp on each of them. So they kind of all get muddled together. Now, if you want to go a little bit deeper than that even, I do also offer a workshop, and that is called The 3 Failproof Techniques for Reading Court Cards for Yourself or Others Like a Pro. How to confidently interpret court cards in any reading without the confusion, frustration, or dreaded memorization. So in this workshop, it'll take it even a bit further. Like, we'll go through all of the ranks and all of the suits. We'll actually go through each card. I'll give you a formula that teaches you how to break down each card, how to determine when this card is you, when it's someone else, who it is. There's a lot that goes into that. That's actually an hour-long workshop class. It's free. You can sign up for that also if you want. That is taraliza.com/workshop. So either or both of those would be your next step on court card resources if that's a topic that you would like a little more help in. All right. I think that is it for this episode. And the next one that we're going to do after this is going to address reversed court cards. So I hope that you will join me for that. And I hope you subscribe to the podcast so that you can be notified anytime a new episode drops. And of course, it helps us get it out into the world, into the earbuds of more tarot lovers. So I will see you in the next episode. Bye.